Is dating just a side hustle? Full disclosure, I have not dated since the Bush administration, the second, but I hear it's not as fun as it used to be. You've got people using HR speak for breakups. You've got people talking about it like it's labor. So I went to a beat reporter who is also single, Faith Hill of The Atlantic, to talk about what she's finding.
It's so different from meeting people, at parties or at bars when you go out with your friends, because you have to take time away from the rest of your life and just like do this weird dating thing that exists on the side in its own channel. So, it's like a sacrifice of time that you could be spending on other social endeavors.
We were talking about rejection, and I joked about being rejected, but I also learned how to reject people. But it's like written by HR.
It's so formal. Yeah. I mean, it's like really hard for people to figure out how to just like be normal about this.
So is it me, or I'm reading more little news stories about like the rise of matchmaking, like agencies with formal matchmakers?
With matchmakers, you're like outsourcing the labor, right? You're like getting someone to do the work for you. And I mean, sometimes they truly are like going through options for you, working on your profile, like just taking over the parts that feel like work to people. You see now people trying to move back towards in-person connection, like something that feels a little bit less like a job interview, but at the same time is structured. Like in some of these speed dating events, you only find out about the people that you said you wanted to match with and they said they wanted to match with you. Like there are like facilitators of the speed dating events.